Sehr nicht, was Havi Maria gewinnt, die so viel kannst du sehr nicht, was Daniela Schede, was ihr schon fragt. Okay, this week's Parsha is Parsha Shmini. And I'd like to talk about two psukim in Parsha Shmini and then a third pasuk elsewhere. And it's about the concept of Chetzi Shel Torah. Right, we know that the middle of the Torah is the middle of the Torah in terms of letters, in terms of words, in terms of psukim. There are three different places that are called the middle of the Torah. Take a look in page one. Asir Achatos, Dorash Dorash Moshe V'hinei Soraf. So, and that's the middle of the Torah in terms of words of the Torah. And then you have in Vayikra Ches Zayin, Vayepod Lobo is Chetzion Shel Psukim, is the middle of Psukim. And then in this week's Parsha, on page 4 or 5, Kol Holech Al Gochon. Called Holech al Arba. I'll call Marbe Raglaim called Sheretz Ashoretz al Ark, Los Tochlum Kishekatse. So this is the middle of Osius, the Vav de Gochum, right? The Vav de Gochum, right? An animal crawls on its stomach. But the Vav is projected. So we have three places in the Torah that are called the middle of the Torah. There's the middle of the Torah in terms of words. That's here, Dorash Dorash Moshe. Then there's the middle of the Torah in terms of letters. That's called Holech Al Gochon. And then there's the middle of the Torah here in Parshat Tzav, page 7, in terms of psukim. So what is the significance of this? So if you take a look in the Arugas HaBoisim, page 16, going on to page 17. The Arugas HaBoisim has a Rugas HaBoisim has a pshat. What's the significance of the Chetzion Shel Osius, the Chetzion Shel Psukim, and the Chetzion Shel Tev, and why by that specific letter or word? So let's see what he says. Darsh Darsh Moshe Chetzion Shel Tevus. That's the middle of the Torah in terms of words. Vayepa lobo is chetzion shel psukim, and vav de gochon is the middle of the letters of the Torah, chetzion shel osios haTorah. So he explains, hinei kol haTorah kula etzos merochok mitumim deim yisbarach. In other words, all the mitzvahs of the Torah are teaching us a Musar, teaching us Alechas Midrachav Ludov Kabo. Moshe Kosov, Bir Harambam. So we know the Chazal tell us in Tana Debel Yahu, Acha Tomis Palel, she Yikonsu Divrei Torah Belipka. If you want Torah to come into you, his palo al chilu shtiyah yisayr shalo yikansu l'toch me'echa. So you have to pray that you shouldn't overeat. Because if you overeat, then the Torah is not going to be nichnas. It doesn't mean you shouldn't eat. You shouldn't over. You shouldn't be gluttonous. But that's what Chazal say. Atshatom is palo. If you want to daven, that Torah should come into you, you should daven that extra achila shouldn't come into you. And he says, and that's the pshat of the vav degochon. Chetzit shel osios haTorah, because what is the vav degochon? That's the stomach. But the vav degochon means that it's protruding. Da'alidei de'mamale kreso. So then that's chetzit shel Torah. Then the Torah is cut in half. Then your Torah is diminished. Da'alidei de'mamale kreso hu poches v'holech b'avonas divrei Torah b'misosa. In other words, if you're engaging yourself overly in other things, that's chetzya. That's going to cut your Torah in half, so to speak. If you have the vav degochon, the protruding stomach, that's what? That's going to cut the Torah in half. Then he says a fascinating thing. Al derech tzachos. Derech tzachos means like a, I don't want to use the word joke, but, you know, like a melitza sort of, like, yeah, like Rabbi Goldstein just said, cute. He says, in other words, there's a phrase that people say, if somebody says a svara, and it's not a good svara, so what is it called? No? What?
A bayik svara.
What?
A bayik svara.
What did you say, Shai?
A krumasvara.
A krumasvara, but what Rav Harari said, it's also called a boich svara. Boich, let me, boich is a word in Yiddish. Beis, vav, yud, chaf, sofis. Boich. Boich means your stomach. In other words, when a person says a svara, it's supposed to come from his head. But when it's not a good svara, so you make fun of it, I'm not saying you should, but they make fun of it, they say, oh, this is a boich svara. This is coming from his stomach, meaning as opposed to his head. So it's called a boich svar. And in Hebrew, you call it svaras hakeris, the svara of the stomach, as opposed to the svara of your head. It's a shtach, you understand? So he said, we can better appreciate this phrase that somebody's saying svaras hakeris because that's the remez that we have from the gochum. Is that if you have a big gochum, so then the Torah is not going to come in. So and the stomach is the opposite place of where the thought process is. So that's the idea. The vav gochum is that big gochum is saying that chetzia. That's where the chetzia of osios is. Because if your person's not going to overindulge in achil and shtia, then his Torah, chetzit shel Torah, his Torah is going to be cut in half, so to speak. That's number one. Number two, this week's parsha is Darash Darash. And there's a lot to say about that, but Darash Darash means to delve into something. So he says like this, and this is Rav Moshe Shapiro from the library helped me understand this better. He says, Kama the Darash Darash. Chetzin shel Torah b'tevus nirmas Musa Haskel b'kama pa'amim adam mata atzmo. A lot of times a person can fool himself. Ulemiyut is bonus upishpus m'masa v'mata atzmo v'kasom shel kol dvar b'nechonim. There's a lot of times people do things and they say, "Oh, it was right what I did," but they don't give it proper thought. If they would think about it more, they would see that it was wrong what they did, or whatever svara they said was wrong because they didn't give it proper thought. Darash Darash means that you have to really think about something. You know, you think about learning or think about a decision. It's Darash Darash, really. So Rabbi Moshe Shapiro thought that what he's saying over here is Haidu Dumumas Chetzin Shel Tevus. He says, in other words, if you think you're going to only do a half-baked job about your thinking, then that's not Darash Darash. It has to be, like Rabbi Moshe Shapiro said from the library, it has to be a dorash dorash that you really lisbonin ba'atzmo and ba'kol mikol kol. So if you really put it in, then put in the thought of what you're learning or what you're doing, and that's what, if you don't have a dorash dorash and you only have chetzia, then you're going to come to make mistakes. And that's the second thing. That's the connection of dorash dorash to the chetzion shell shall psuk it. Chetzin shall tables. I'm sorry. Chetzin have words. So the first darash is that if a person has a gochon, because that's the vav the gochon, is the osios. If you can have too much of a stomach, too much of olam hazeh of chil shtiyah, then your Torah is going to be kaviyachol slashed. Chetzin shall Torah. And the other pshat is darash. That when you do a drisha, when you're really looking into something, it has to be a full drisha. And if it's not a full drisha, and it's only a chetzi, a half-baked job, then also it's no good. Because you only did a chetzi. And then the third thing is the vayepod lobo, is by the ephod. The art scroll of a Biederman Sefer from the art scroll, that ephod they translated the apron, so we know that the Zvachim it says the ephod is mechaper, the apron of the Kohen Gadol is mechaper, of the ephod is mechaper on machshavas of Avodah Zarah. What's the pshat? So he says over here that a person's machshavas have to be pure. L'shem Shamayim. That's why he writes on page 19, the third line, the word eifod is gematria yuchud Hashem. B'kriyasu v'kisivasu. The footnote nun hey. L'shem havaya, l'shem yud kevav, and l'shem of the Aleph Dalet. Because Eifod is 91, and if you put the UK and the Aleph Dalet, the numerical value will be 91, and that's Yichud Hashem. In other words, you always have to think about HaKadosh Baruch Hu, not for ulterior motives. So he says a beautiful word, and then it's in the bottom he says it's brought down for Rameir Parmishlan on page 21, but I'll tell you outside. He said, you know how the Yetzer Hara operates. He says, before you do a mitzvah, the Yetzer Hara tells you, this is not important. This is not important, so don't do it. It's not important. This mitzvah is not important. But after you do the mitzvah, then the Yetzer Hara says, oh, this mitzvah was very important. Now you're such a chashuv of a person. In other words, to create gaiva. In other words, before you do the mitzvah, the Yetzer Hara is trying to get you not to do the mitzvah. After you do the mitzvah, the Yetzer Hara is trying to teach you, oh, that you're the best person in the world because you did this, and to bring gaiva into you. So the Yetzer Hara operates differently, but really we should have pure machshavas, that we're doing it l'shem Hashem. So he says at the end of the tevos, end of a teva is when you finish something. So when you finish something, the Yetzer Hara could have a way of getting to you to say that you know that you're great, and it'll take away your purity of machshava. So he says, chetzia means that you always try to have pure machshava, that you're doing the shem shemayim. And if you have pure machshava, so even if it's not totally pure, at least you try, then at least you'll be able to accomplish that the 50% of purity. Because if you're trying to get 100% of purity in your actions, so chetzia, in the end, hopefully you'll at least get 50% of purity. That's so chetzia shel Torah means at the end of the, at the middle of the Torah, when sometimes the Yetzer Hara is, so you try to put the purity in, and we'll hope that at least you'll get that your actions will at least be 50% pure, like Rav Moshe Shapiro explained to you from the library, and even if you don't get fully pure. But if you don't try, then you're not even going to get 50%. But the Eifod is Mechaber and Avodah Zarah, and that's why it's double. It's Mechaber and Avodah Zarah, and then Vayepod Lobo, that feeling has to then come into you. A feeling of purity, of Shem Shamayim, of not doing things just to show off. And that's what the Yetzer Hara is always trying to get the person. Before he does the mitzvah, he's trying to get him not to do the mitzvah. After he does the mitzvah, he's trying to say, oh, you did such a tremendous thing and make you into such a big ball guy. And that's another chetzia. Meaning, as Rav Moshe Shapiro explained to me, that that you have to try to get the purity of the, you know, the Eifod is 91 is Kedeged, the two Shemus of Kodesh Baruch Hu, that L'Shem Shamayim, and that's what you have to try. And even if you won't, you'll try to get total purity, and hopefully at least you'll get, you know, 50%, you know, because it's such a high madrega to have total purity. So hopefully if you shoot for 100%, hopefully you'll get at least 50. But if you don't, then that's the other chetzia. So these are the ideas of the different chetzias. Chetzia of the gochon, of the vav de gochon, and the chetzia of the that you have to be made in chilush tia. No, no, you don't have to. It's just an overindulge. Shouldn't over, not necessarily be made, but not overindulge, because if you overindulge gashmius, then the ruchnius is not going to come by. And then the other idea is darish, whenever you are acquiring something, you shouldn't do a half-baked job. In other words, if you're looking into something, you don't want to understand the halacha, you want to understand whatever you want to understand, darish, really do not a half-baked job. And the other thing is, you want to have purity of Avodas Hashem, like the Eifod represents. So you try, and hopefully you'll at least get a half of what you try, because it's such a high Madrega to reach. And that's the so when we come here after Pesach, Chetzia Shel Torah, you know, between Chetzia Shel Torah, according to the two Cheshbonos, is in Shmini, and the other Pasuk is in Tzav. So this is the middle of Torah, Chetzia Shel Torah. So these are the Musar Haskels from these three lessons, from the three different Pesukim that we learn. We try our best. We have to, in life, you always have to know that you tried your best. You know, whether you'll succeed totally or not, but at least if you know you put in whatever you can. And if you put in whatever you can, then even if you won't get 100%, but you know you put in whatever you can, and then you'll get something chashuv, even if it's not 100%. But at least know, you know, whatever you were striving for, whatever thinking about, you were ever looking into, don't be, you know, a lot of times just people are lazy. It's easy to just you look in a little bit and you eye in a little bit, and you know, but you put in your full koichas. That's the chetzia. The chetzia. And what the different Musar Haskels of chetzia are. Okay, Rabbosai. So I want to wish everyone a good Shabbos. We say hello to Rav Yosef Katan,
Shabbos,
Shai Younger, and Yehuda Shitris, and Avi Arbisfeld, and Jacob Silberger, and Daniel Albert, and Yehuda Abadi, and Moshe Carroll, and Ari Aaron, Michael Benlolo, Nathan Barra, Avram Levitt, Esther Levitt, and Avi Hoffman, and of Ezra Hagler, and Avi Hoffman, and of Goldstein Shlita, and Ivan Sasson, Daniel Albert, and Joseph Katan, Ezra Hagler, of Levitt, Yerim Silberger, okay, I think Moshe Carroll, Mata Bauer, and of Goldstein, okay. I don't want to miss anybody. Okay, so we'll talk more. So it could be, as I told you, a note to do, as I said, to do a halacha lemaisa type of limud, as we mentioned before. I think it'll be very, very meaningful. You know, certain things that we hear about, but we never ma'ayin into. It's the idea of before. Now, everyone heard of Chol of Yisrael, but how many people looked into it? Everyone heard of Glock Tusher, but how many, you know, everyone heard. You hear about bits and pieces, but you know, to really know what it's talking about, what it means, and what the idea is. Okay, have a good Shabbos, everyone. It's Sunday. We're continuing. We'll have packet Zion. I mean, I just recently, in the past 2 days, I gave out packet Zion and Ches and Kaschirus and Kablonis, and. That should take a little bit. And we'll do. Okay, good job, everybody.
I'm excited.